Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're joined in the studio today by Dylan Larson. Welcome back, Dylan.
Thanks, Allison. It's good to be here again.
Now, last time, Dylan, we talked about the evolution of the data center, and we talked about the emergence of the enterprise cloud. Today, we're going to talk about a different type of evolution, the delivery of modular-based server platforms and the data center really becoming the platform. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means?
Yeah, I think this is an emerging trend where we're seeing more and more focus on integration of the server solution in the data center. So think of the rack as a new unit of compute where you would have a series of compute interfaces, storage blades, for example, a series of storage capabilities, as well as some network interfaces, all kind of integrated together in a way to simplify the cabling process and, in theory, simplify management of that infrastructure.
What has been the customer reaction to these platforms? Do we know?
I think it's still pretty early in terms of product momentum out in the market. I think that there's a lot of excitement around reducing complexity in the data center. I think customers are also still looking at what does this mean for my ability to flexibly choose the types of products that I want to build into my data center. You know, I think that they love the value proposition of reducing complexity, but they're concerned about their sort of freedom of choice going forward.
So walk us through what an IT customer might think about in terms of the choice of one of these platforms. What are the benefits? What are some of the trade-offs? And where do you see this going in terms of a trend in the future?
I think there are two really key benefits that people are looking at. As you get to more integration of your storage, networking, and compute into this sort of rack-based paradigm, you're going to be able to reduce the number of cables, the number of interfaces you have to manage. Your storage infrastructure and your compute infrastructure and networking all gets managed as a single entity. And I think that's very attractive to people that look at the ways to just reduce the burden that they have to place on managing this infrastructure. I think there's a really interesting challenge that gets created as a result, though. Today, in the data center, you have storage guys that manage storage, and you have the server guys that manage servers, and then you have networking guys. And they're kind of these almost three independent silos of capability and responsibility. As you see this blending of storage, compute, and network into a single rack, you start to find out that the operational impact is going to be a very different process than people are used to. The networking guys become much more interested in how they're going to connect to storage infrastructure. The storage guys worry much more about how the compute and often virtualization infrastructure is going to be impacting their capability. You almost have this blending of roles. And I've talked to a number of end customers who say we haven't really figured out the impact of these kinds of things on just our operational capability. And I think that's the thing that the industry is going to have to figure out. But I do think the value proposition, they all kind of get it. They just don't know what the impact is on day-to-day operational impact.
What's the role of interoperability here?
I think interoperability is a huge question mark on these models. But I think that customers, you know, enterprise IT customers are going to demand a level of interoperability associated with their infrastructure because I think their infrastructures are way more complex and way more burdened by legacy environments that are going to need to be part of this overall system. And I think the OEMs that are driving these infrastructures need to be thinking about that piece.
Is this just a new era of how Intel architecture will continue to transform the data center, or does Intel's role change in this new model?
I think we will continue to drive the best performance, most energy efficient microprocessors possible. We will continue to drive, you know, innovations in I/O and the work we're doing in the PCI Express Gen 2, Gen 3 transition with ARM products, as well as in fiber channel over Ethernet implementations. I think the things that we do are complemented by these new models. And I think we'd like to continue to work with our big customers to make these models, you know, very, very powerful in reducing complexity and lowering cost and infrastructure. And I think that there's a lot of work for us to do together.
Well, thank you very much for being on the program, Dylan. I think this was an interesting conversation about a new trend in the data center. We'll look forward to hearing more as these platforms mature.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Allison.